Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, May 11th. A new card is being launched in Owen Sound that will get residents into a number of cultural and historical locations. The new Open Card allows access to the Owen Sound and North Grey Union Public Library, the Tom Thompson Art Gallery, the Billy Bishop Museum, and the Marine and Rail Waterfront Museum. The free card will launch May 18th, that's next Wednesday, and it will be available to anyone who is eligible for an Owen Sound Library card. In addition, the city says as part of the Tom's affiliation with the Ontario Association of Art Galleries, cardholders will also gain free admission to over 100 Ontario art galleries. The Lamont Sports Park Illuminating Dreams fundraising campaign announced four local companies have hit lead-off home runs by each donating $10,000 for the new ball diamonds at Saugeen Shores. The cooperators, Remax Land Exchange Limited, Lake Range Service Center, and Vanderwerf's Independent Grocers all hit the support level to be designated as lead-off home runs. Campaign co-chair Rob Stanley.
And there's a lot of enthusiasm, not only in the community, but by the fundraisers as well. The campaign has been fun to work on. It's been work, but it's been a lot of fun.
Phase two of the park development in Port Elgin will include two youth baseball fields and an accessible playground. This will add to the four baseball diamonds built in phase one. On Saturday, June 4th, the community will be invited for its first viewing of the park. The Kincardine Hospital redevelopment project is a step closer to getting underway. It has gotten approval from the Ministry of Health to move to stage three of a five-stage planning process. Much of the building design planning happens in stage three. The Kincardine Hospital is planning the expansion and modernization of the emergency department, diagnostic imaging, the lab, the decontamination room, lobby, and back of house, which includes loading and unloading. The work comes with a $60 million price tag. Much of this space was constructed over 40 years ago, and the South Bruce Gray Health Centre says it is in need of an expansion. On the provincial election campaign trail today, Ontario NDP leader Andrea Horvath made a stop in Brampton, where she talked about her party's plan to save Ontarians $660 a year on car insurance. She says her party would ban insurance increases for the next 18 months and ban what she calls postal code discrimination. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca says over the next 2 years, his party would put $1 billion into clearing the surgical and diagnostic procedure backlog within 2 years. He wants to expand capacity and staffing and run procedures full tilt on evenings and weekends. He also wants to create an e-referral system and a centralized booking system. Progressive Conservative Doug Ford made a number of stops around the GTA today, door knocking and supporting local candidates, as well as pledging to support small business. A Bloc Québécois motion in the House of Commons to remove the opening prayer and replace it with a moment of reflection was voted down this afternoon. The Bloc and NDP voted to remove the prayer. The Conservatives and Liberals voted against that removal. 56 MPs voted in favor and 266 voted against. In the U.S., senators voted down a key act to protect access to abortion this afternoon. The Democrat-led Women's Health Protection Act, which aimed to preserve access to abortion across the United States, failed in the Senate today. The vote was 49-51, with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin voting against the bill alongside Republicans. This comes amid concerns the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn its Roe v. Wade decision on abortion rights after a draft court opinion was leaked recently. Billionaire Elon Musk says if his bid to buy Twitter is successful, he would reverse former U.S. President Donald Trump's ban from the social media platform. Musk calls Twitter's decision to ban Trump following the January 6, 2021 Capitol riots morally wrong and says permanent bans should be extremely rare. He says if someone tweets something illegal or otherwise destructive to the world, there should be a time-limited suspension of their account. Musk doesn't own Twitter yet. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 52 points to 19,837. The Dow Jones is down 326 points. Our dollar is trading at 76.92 U.S. cents, up 17 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $105.22, up $5.46 a barrel. In sports, a few Game 5s in the NHL. Pittsburgh leads 3-1 in its series against the New York Rangers, and the Washington Capitals and Florida Panthers series is tied 2-2. Calgary hosts Dallas in the late game. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. In the NBA, Game 5 between the Boston Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks, and the Golden State Warriors and Memphis Grizzlies. Golden State leads 3-1. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays lost 5-3 to the New York Yankees in an afternoon game. They play the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow. And the Owen Sound and District Secondary School girls rugby teams went undefeated in league play and have secured first place and host the playoffs on Monday. You can find more sports posted at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.